The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911. News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC presents the Pismo Beach Today Show. If it's happening in Pismo Beach, it's on Pismo Beach Today. Now, here's your host, Anita Schauer.
Oh my gosh, good afternoon. It's Sunday, and welcome to the Pismo Beach Today Show. My name is Anita Schauer, and I am your desired radio personality. Let's talk briefly about the sponsors of the show. Robert, who is Dr. Electric, because your electrical health is his main concern. Miss Etiquette, teaching manners to children and very interested adults. Diamond Jewelry and Loan, with their spectacular location, Santa Maria, California. Miller at East Main. And remember, Bobby has wonderful jewelry for sale in her store, and musical instruments and all kinds of artwork. And remember, charm bracelets. Everybody should have a charm bracelet, or three or four. Phone 805-314-2028. 314-2028. And remember, Diamond Jewelry and Loan is closed on Sundays and Mondays. Jim Dritzis of Dritzis and Company for all your accounting needs and tax and accounting questions. Bruce Van Vork of Finn's Seafood Restaurant on the beach at the end of Grand Avenue in Grover Beach. Thank you to Bruce for always hosting and supporting the Five Cities Homeless Coalition and AMP Surf and all the wonderful things you do, Bruce. And thank you to your wonderful wait staff, your fine food, and your great music. Thank you very much. Dr. Dan Kopp of the Kopp Dental Group, with Dr. Dan Kopp, Dr. Mike Roberts, and Dr. Alina True. 543-5321 is their number. 543-5321. And I give Dr. Dan Kopp my highest rating for 2024. 500 trillion, 555 billion, 555 million, and super non-stop gajillion. And thank you for my beautiful smile. Thank you. Thank you. Pismo Dyes of Pat McCann, wonderfully delicious Pismo wines, red and white, and Pismo accessories. And I'm to let you know, the wine is at California Fresh, and also Costa de Oro wine tasting in Santa Maria, and Pismo Dyes products may be inquired about by emailing Pat. Remember, they're doing a rebranding, so they have limited numbers of items for sale. Email address is pismopat805@aol.com. pismopat805@aol.com. Do that, please. Sierra Body Shop, Grover Beach on beautiful South 4th Street. Wonderful professionals in the shop and inside the office and at the counter. Special hello to Butch and Mike and Johnny. Remember, they have a courtesy estimate for your vehicle's repair, and they also have a courtesy van. They'll take you to and fro and to. Give them a call, 481-3855, 481-3855, and I can attest to the beautiful work they do on vehicles. Believe me, I can attest to that. Thank you. Arroyo Grande Home and Garden, where you will find Miss Terry and her lovely son keeping things in order. 1578 West Branch Street, Arroyo Grande. 20,000 square feet of everything you need. Phone 805-779-3080. 805-779-3080. Go in there and get the brochure that tells you about all the sales that are going on and all the coupons that are going to save you even more money. That's the Royal Grandy Home and Garden. And we welcome Doug McMillan and his three fine restaurants as sponsors. Rose's Restaurante and Ada's Fish House at the southern end of Price Street. At the northern end of Price Street, on the water side, almost right in the water, is Ada's Fish House. No, that's wrong, Anita. It's Vista. Thank you, Anita. You're welcome. Vista, north end, Price Street, on the water side. Dining is completely inside. If you want to know about the other restaurants, if there's dining inside or out, about parking, about hours, about holidays, the number is 805-773-0551, 773-0551, and that will get you all the information on Vista, Ada's Fish House, and Rose's Restaurante. Roxy Buchanan of the Natural Toolbox at the Pismo Outlets. Be sure to visit Roxy and purchase items from 172 local artisans. And Roxy knows everything there is about doTERRA essential oils. Yes, 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 yes. Store opens 10 a.m. daily. Go in there. And we welcome Couts' Chevron, 13th at West Grand Avenue, Grover Beach. Remember, they have a store inside the store. The store inside the store is a beach store. They have everything for the beach. And they have very cute souvenirs. I happened to stumble across those the other day when I was in there. Really beautiful things. Go in there and take a look. Ask them to show you where the souvenirs are. Things for your desk, which is really kind of cute. Things you can send to people, which is even cuter. And remember, they have an automated car wash. You just buy a ticket along with your gasolina purchase. Couts of Chevron. Elizabeth Head Insurance Services. West Grand Avenue, 9th Street in Grover Beach for all your insurance needs and questions, and get yourself an umbrella policy, which I just did. Thank you. 805-481-5324. Elizabeth Head, 805-481-5324. And Brenda Auer, wonderful human being and a Cracker Jack realtor in our area. She'll help you find the perfect property on this enormous central coast of California. Remember, her office is located in the heart of the village of Arroyo Grande. Phone 805-801-6694. 805-801-6694. And Splash Cafe. Remember to go online when you're in line to splash.com and see what they can send to your home. I tested the cake. The lemon cake delivered to your home is wonderfully delicious and comes in perfect condition in this elaborate, elaborate way of sending cakes. You'll love it. You can also buy bakery boxes and have those sent to you with bakery goods in it. 4 items, 6 items, 8 items, whatever you'd like. Clam chowder, spices. I want you to do this, please. It's muy importante. Okay. Grocery Outlet of Royal Grande, California with Haley and Michael Testa. Remember to visit and shop the grocery outlet first, especially if you like orchids. Come on, people. You don't need to spend $35. You know where for an orchid when you can buy it at $9.99 at Grocery Outlet. They have beautiful plants, surprise items, best selections, best prices, wonderful wine selection. And remember, the Testas live right here and are fabulous community supporters. Kevin 76 Station, Five Cities Drive, Pismo Beach, full service station for all your vehicle needs. Yeah. Why don't you go in there and have them look at your tires? That's always a real surprise. And if you need them, they'll get them for you. And they're the nicest people on earth. And go in there and say, Buddy Holly. He looks just like Buddy Holly. Go in there and ask for him. Kristen Becker, certified divorce coach. When you're getting a divorce, you probably ask yourself, where do I want to be and how in the world am I going to get there? Well, you're going to find Kristen. She'll provide you with the guidance and compassion needed through this difficult time in your life. and will be able to clear the way for healing and financial independence for you and your children. Email Kristen at divorcecoach.com. Okay. New activity guide out for the summer. Go through it. Get your favorite beverage, go outside, sit in a chair, and just go through the whole activity guide and surprise yourself. Questions, call Colleen, 773-7063. That's going to be so much fun to have a summer activity guide. Okay. Remember to visit all our parks in Pismo Beach. Lots of them. 14. Yep, true. Pismo Beach City Council meetings. They're available on the first and third Tuesdays of every month. So where are we now? Uno, 21st. Yep, stand by. Get there at 5 o'clock. Get yourself a ringside seat to watch the mayor, Mr. Waggy, and the city council, and Jorge Garcia, our city manager. Yeah, you'll have a great time. Learn a lot. Pismo Reserve is open except when it rains or the ground is saturated. So before you go up there, of course, you have to go online and download a piece of paper that goes on your dash. But if you're thinking about going, call the Land Conservancy and ask them if this is a good time to get up there. And then they'll walk you through how to get your form online. 544-9096. 544-9096. And remember, this is the 10th year of the Pismo Preserve. I don't know how we did it, but we did it, and thank you. Airstreams are open on the Pismo Beach Pier. Remember, one of them is a visitor center, courtesy of the city of Pismo Beach. Another one, Troy's in there. You know, Troy sells you all the wonderful things that you need to go fishing. And say hi to him. He's a lovely gentleman, just lovely. Visitor Center on the pier. Remember what I just said, brought to you by the city of Pismo Beach. So thank them for that. Two beach wheelchairs brought to you by the city of Pismo Beach. Aren't they busy these days, ladies and gentlemen? Yes, they are. Beach wheelchairs, 3-hour increments, free of charge. Call the Sandcastle Inn on the Beach and reserve your time. 773-2422. You do not have to be a guest there. 773-2422. Ask them how you may apply for a 3-hour increment. I would love that. Thank you to all the volunteers, of course, for cleaning up the beach, the Pier Plaza, and the pier. Every Sunday morning at 8 a.m., you can go down there, find Lisa. She'll give you a bag, and you can help keep Pismo Beach spotless. Remember, there's no smoking downtown Pismo Beach, no smoking at the Pismo outlets, no vaping downtown Pismo Beach, no vaping at the Pismo outlets. If you have to sneak a smoke, what do we all say? Take your butts with you. Thank you. Pismo Beach Chamber of Commerce getting ready for the 19th annual Taste of Pismo, April the 20th. Tickets are $125 each. There are a limited number left. I believe there are 2 tables left of 12. They've already sold 10. You might want to get on this right away. Go to the Pismo Beach Chamber of Commerce website and fill out what you need to fill out and be sure you have your credit card number with you. There's no money accepted at the door. Of course, there's no door. There's a table. And there are gift baskets, which we all worked very hard on today, for you to bid on. And there's food and drink, libations, music. Come on, April 20th. Be there. Slow Symphony, last symphony for this season, is May the 4th. You may buy tickets online through the pack. You might really enjoy this, ladies and gentlemen. There are lots of people from Pismo Beach there. I see them all the time. Grover Beach, Oceano, San Luis Obispo, Tascadero, Paso Robles, Santa Barbara. Come on, everybody, get to the symphony. Do your soul some good. Let's see. The next pancake breakfast, you know how we like to include everybody. The next pancake breakfast for the Grange is going to be May the 5th. Oh, my gosh. May the 5th. Okay, 7 a.m. We get there to get it going. Doors open 8 to 11. $7 breakfast. Hard to beat. Please be there. Let me see what else. Community yard sale, Grange parking lot. Also on the 20th of April. Can't help it. 8 a.m. to 2. Spaces are $30. There'll be a barbecue, a hot dog barbecue. Hot dog, chips, a drink, and a cookie. Pretty good. I don't know what the price is. You're going to be hungry, so just bring money. It's fine. Clark Center open, of course. What's going on next? Let me see my cheat sheet. Next, we just had Roy Orbison returning, and that was pretty darn good. Oh, the Kingston Trio, April 12th. The Mariachi Reina de Los Angeles, May 3rd. Unbelievable. That's going to be unbelievable. And then, of course, the number one rocker of all times, the Elton John Experience, June 7th. Call the Clark Center and get your tickets. You're going to love it. And if you miss it, you're going to be unhappy. Okay. And I think that's it. Let me see. There's Brittany. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. You're going to talk to us about the Teddy Bear Cancer Fund, aren't you?
I am. Yes.
Did I meet you last year over at Finn's?
No, I wasn't able to be there. I think you met my colleague, Becca.
That's it. So this is how long it's taken me to catch up with you.
Hey, I get it. We're all busy.
We're all busy, but I just saw your brochure over at the Pismo Beach Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, great. Oh, I'm glad that it's there.
It's good. There. Well, it's very nice to meet you and have you come on and talk to us about that. Is this something that's very close to your heart?
It is, actually. Oh. Yeah, it is. Okay. It's funny that we're interviewing today because today is my brother's birthday. He turns 32. However, 17 years ago, he was diagnosed with stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma when he was a teen. And it essentially flipped our entire world upside down. So his pediatric cancer experience remains his and as well as the rest of our family's probably most critical experience in our lives. And so when I heard about Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation and what they do, I just thought there's no other mission that I would rather be supporting because I know how extremely challenging this journey can be. And it's
Let me ask you this. Were you able to stay at home and have him treated or did he have to go somewhere else for treatment?
Yeah, that's a great question. We were really fortunate in that we lived very close to a children's hospital that treated his cancer in the Central Valley. However, we realized that was a huge benefit now. About 90% of the families that Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation supports has to travel over 90 miles out of their area to receive either all or some form of their treatment.
And it's because we don't have doctors locally who take care of adolescents, who take care of children.
Right. Specifically children's hospitals. Really all of our kids are treated at either Stanford, CHLA, or Cottage Hospital has a great pediatrics clinic for some cancers. But essentially, if there's not a children's hospital in your area or large children's hospital, that child is more than likely going to have to be going out of town for their treatment.
Now, did you know by looking at your brother and being with your brother that something was off, that maybe he wasn't feeling well?
Yeah, our signs were very clear because he had a tumor that was visible from the outside that we were getting checked because it was an unusual bump on his neck. But, you know, the signs that many of our families experience can simply be just unusually high fevers, exhaustion. You know, children have so much energy. So when you see a child in the middle of the day exhausted, that's usually a telltale sign to our parents that something's amiss. And it always starts, the common stories that I've heard is it starts with this doctor's appointment that the parent might just think, you know, they're going in because their child feels a little sick. They're not sure what it is, but they're not thinking that they might not be leaving the hospital that day.
Happens, correct? They go through a test and then all of a sudden someone comes out and says, you're going to have to leave your child with us for a while. And that's how you know.
Yeah, that or, you know, they immediately get the diagnosis, perhaps. And typically with children, obviously, they want to they want to start treatment immediately. So that child might be rushed into a surgery. They might even be airlifted to a larger hospital to be rushed to treatment. It's all the initial days are so incredibly disorienting for our families because you're dealing with that shock of the diagnosis and you're jumping right into the thick of treatment.
And so what are you, do you mind if I ask you what happened with your brother? He stayed after that diagnosis. Is that what happened?
He, for him in particular, our tests were with a pediatrician and then we were moved over to our children's hospital, which again, we were fortunate that was in our backyard for him to begin treatment immediately.
That's incredible, aggressive. Correct?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But we recognized that that was, again, we were so fortunate. So many of our families are having to travel on a weekly basis, you know, up to like Stanford. A lot of our families up in San Luis Obispo County are traveling literally every single week up to Stanford to spend a night or two for their child's treatment and coming back down. And so Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation last year, through a wonderful grant through American Cancer Society, we were able to launch a pilot program just for travel and lodging assistance, where any family of any income level can receive up to $5,600 in hotel and gas gift cards to assist with the travel and transportation costs. Because as you can imagine, they can really add up. And for any family in any financial situation, that's going to take a toll and become a significant challenge.
Have you thought about going before the California legislature and asking for some direction in having a children's hospital put somewhere on the Central Coast?
You know, certainly I've thought about it. At Teddy Bear, we have not dived into legislative initiatives. However, we are forming a parent advocacy group. Our parents, especially our alumni parents who are out of their child's treatment and really want to make change happen, are such incredible advocates for, you know, pediatric cancer in general. And some of them have even marched on Washington Square for certain things. And so we're actually trying to formalize a parent advocacy group that can go and, you know, perhaps take legislative action and speak to their personal experiences along with mentoring families who are currently in treatment and helping guide them through the process.
You want to do something similar to the Ronald McDonald House through at Fresno, or do you have that there?
Fresno has a Ronald McDonald House, as do a lot of the major hospitals. What is unique though is that Santa Barbara Cottage Hospital does not have a Ronald McDonald House. We partner with Ronald McDonald. We think they're wonderful. We of course always encourage our families to utilize their services. We've spoken with them and they're just not in a position to invest in the expensive real estate that exists in Santa Barbara to build a house there yet. And so that is, again, another challenge that our families coming from like northern Santa Barbara County or Slo County who maybe are being treated at Cottage. They don't have a Ronald McDonald House to stay in. Cottage has great guest cottages for families to stay in, but those aren't always available. And so, again, that travel and lodging assistance fund is so critical for our families to tap into.
A Ronald McDonald House, excuse me, has room for how many families? Do you know, usually, is it 12 families?
I'm not sure. And I think it varies, you know, based on each house at different hospitals.
Maybe someone who's listening from that count from Santa Barbara County might feel like, well, you know what, maybe we should chip in and help this. Because it's really a great help to know you're, number one, you're going to be there, you're going to, the child is going to be treated, but you have a place to stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a huge help to a lot of families. And a lot of family situations are also different. Every cancer journey is so different, and every family is going to have different perhaps preferences or even requirements for where they can even stay for their child. So, for example, some of our families, you know, we can't put them up in hotels because they actually can't even share a ventilation system with other guests. They have to be in a single family home. And so versus sending them hotel gift cards, we might send them Airbnb gift cards because their child is so immunocompromised that they have to be in a single family home and have that house, you know, ensure that it's been cleaned properly to keep their child safe.
Your brother is now in remission for how long?
I guess almost 17 years now.
Gee, isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so we feel really fortunate.
Gosh.
You know, it doesn't mean, though, certainly we were lucky in the outcome of his journey, but something that we really advocate for on behalf of our families at Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation is that even when there is a positive outcome in the treatment of the child, there's often so many lingering effects even after that treatment has completed. So a lot of our children, you know, they're still well in the developmental stages of their cognitive development as well as their physical development. And while their treatment is life-saving, it also can have serious long-term effects on them. So Teddy Bear, we created an educational advocacy fund that funds a neuropsychological test for children to receive when they're done with treatment to assess what some of those delays might have been so they can better advocate for themselves in school and get any of the support, extra support that they might need in school to be successful in their education, alongside bilingual tutoring that we provide.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Brittany Wozni with the Teddy Bear Cancer Fund, and we're learning all about some of the things that are necessary, some things that are missing to help these families, and what we may look forward to in the future. Did your brother have a long stay in the hospital when he was being treated?
We were lucky that his treatment was 6 months in and out of the hospital. Actually most common length of treatment for a lot of the kids that we treat or that we serve here at Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation is 3 years. So the most common type of cancer that our kids are diagnosed with is leukemia, and that's nationwide. And the most common treatment plan and length is 3 years. So these families are in treatment for 3 years with their kiddos, some of them as young as newborns. And it's really takes such a toll because that means that for about 3 years, at least one of the parents, if there are two parents or caregivers, has to stop working. And so it's a significant loss of income to them. And that's, again, where Teddy Bear will step in with our financial assistance fund and provide up to $17,000 for qualifying families to help them offset that loss of income.
After our short break, we're going to come back and talk about how someone makes that kind of an application for that fund. Brittany Wozni is talking to us about the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. We're going to take a short break and then we're going to come back and continue this conversation. Thank you. One moment, please.
This is the Pismo Beach Today Show on News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC. Stay tuned for more with your host, Anita Schauer, next. Today show on News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC. Here's your host, Anita Schauer.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for staying with us. This is the Pismo Beach Today Show, and our guest today is Brittany Wozni with the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation. We're learning all about what children have to do in order to be treated, because you can't be treated where there is no children's hospital. You have to go to it. And we want to thank Dr. Electric, Miss Etiquette, Diamond Jewelry and Loan, Jim Dritzes, Bruce Van Vork, the Cop Dental Group, Pismo Dice, Sierra Body Shop, A Royal Grandy Home and Garden, Doug McMillan, The Natural Toolbox with Roxy Buchanan, Couch's Chevron, Elizabeth Head Insurance Services, Brenda Auer Real Estate, Splash Cafe, The Grocery Outlet in Arroyo Grande, Kevin's 76 Station, and Kristen Becker, a certified divorce coach. Thank you very much for being sponsors on this show. So what did I made myself some notes here. That's the only way I can do this. So because you brought up your brother, if there's something you don't want me to ask about his treatment, I won't ask it, but I'm always wondering, were your parents able to stay with him initially?
Yeah. They, again, because he was treated right by our house, it was easy for us to, or I guess easier for us to take care for him. And we had family in town as well that helped and, you know, step into that situation. So my parents fortunately did not have to give up work because of his age and being able to maybe leave him at the hospital for longer periods without a parent, and then also family and friend support. That helped a lot. Again, we recognize that our case was unusual. It's not common to the typical pediatric cancer journey because a lot of kids are diagnosed under the age of 15, and they just can't be left alone in the hospital. It's just emotionally certainly not ideal, and it's definitely not what often our parents want to do. They would much rather be focusing on their child and sitting at their bedside during this really critical time.
And remind me again how old he was when he was diagnosed. Was he 18?
He was 16.
He was 16. Well, he was still young.
Yes. Yeah. Still young and still definitely, you know, I think that emotional support, that having a presence next to you in the hospital is so important. And there's so much that a child deals with in treatment. But you know, when a child's 3, 5 years old, 7 years old, they need a parent with them at all time or a caregiver with them at all time there. And so it's really a part of the journey that is so unique from maybe an adult cancer, where, you know, there's a parent who has to completely become a full-time caregiver if they weren't already, and sit with their child, during their treatments or when they're recovering at home.
So after your brother's, he was admitted, and then there had to be an operation. The operation was to remove the tumor. Is that correct?
Yeah. He had to have some operations.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm familiar with all this. I've been close to someone who had all of this. Did he have ports put in his head or ports in his stomach? Those two places?
Typically in the chest. So his is in the chest, and okay. most of our kids will get them in the chest to receive treatment.
And then when he was told that was going to happen, did he have some kind of a reaction that you didn't expect? Did he say, gosh, this is way cool? What did he say?
You know, he's a pretty private person, which is probably why he also probably would cringe at some of this interview, I guess, with how private he is. But he, I wasn't there to hear his immediate reaction. I know my family's immediate reaction, my own immediate reaction were, you know, we were devastated.
But you had to grow up very fast in order to take care of this situation, didn't you?
Yeah, we all did, I think. Had to really emotionally mature much faster than I think anyone would have wanted in that moment, to brace this situation. It's very disorienting to think that someone that you're so close to, that's so a part of your life and your daily life, that their life is now suddenly at extreme risk.
Yes,
and in the hands of doctors.
But there you are, as you said earlier, you were in the same city where he was going to be treated. So that was a real plus. If you could look for a plus in the whole situation, the fact that you could be there every day.
Yes. Yeah. Huge plus.
And then his friends were allowed to come in as well?
Yes, on occasion. I mean, all of this was certainly pre-COVID time. So yes, if that was what you wanted, then absolutely. And so again, to even have his community right next to the hospital to even make that allowance was such a benefit versus, you know, our children who might live in Santa Barbara and are getting treated down at CHLA. They don't have that luxury. It's going to be a little bit harder for their friends to coordinate that time to come down and sit with them and spend that really precious time, because that's what it comes down to, is time. The time is the most precious thing, especially in this circumstance, to a child and their family and the community around them. And so,
and then were you given a physical therapist right away to speak to, or did that come later?
I don't think that he had that necessarily in his post-treatment, All of our kids, in a, you know, depending on what exactly happened in their cancer treatment, will have different, you know, post-treatment requirements and therapies that will be needed. And so again, that's what we try to help assess here at Teddy Bear through the neuropsychological test that we work with two doctors locally to provide, is what that will help them decipher what will they need to be successful, not only in school, but even just in any of their development.
So if he was 16, he's 16 years old when this happened to him. Did he have a year of high school left or 2 years?
When he was finished, he had 1 year of high school left. Yeah. And so
was he able to do that?
He was. We were fortunate enough to be in a position to be able to provide him a tutor during treatment to help him keep up in school. And he was certainly really passionate about staying, you know, caught up in school and graduating with his class. But again, Teddy Bear recognizes that, you know, tutors are expensive. Not everybody has that availability to them. And so our one-on-one tutoring program is an incredibly vital program. And it's not just offered to the child in treatment, but it's also offered to their siblings. Because what also happens is when there's parents who now have to laser focus on caregiving for one child, the siblings might obviously get a little bit less attention. So they might not be getting that homework help at home that they might have gotten before, and they might fall behind in school then. So we felt it was really important to be able to open up that tutoring program as well to the siblings to make sure that they weren't falling behind, just because their parents are obviously having to provide a lot more support to their to the child in treatment.
So are you now president of this foundation?
No, my title is Senior Development Director. So I handle any of our fundraising and marketing efforts here alongside a wonderful team. We've got a team of 10 individuals through our organization that serve the entire Central Coast. So all the way to the bottom of Ventura County, all the way through the top of San Luis Obispo County is our territory. And we serve the tri-counties with our three critical programs, financial assistance, emotional support, and educational advocacy.
Well, those are very important components.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really try to provide that full breadth of services because, again, you know, there's so many different challenges to the pediatric cancer journey. And over the years, we've carefully curated these programs based on what our families have told us they need most. We don't want to provide just a little bit of support. We want to be able to provide that transformational support that's really going to alter their journey in the most positive way and allow them to not just survive this incredibly challenging circumstance, but maybe even thrive amidst it.
When you decided that you wanted to step in and become part of this foundation, who did you go to?
They had an open position that I applied for. So I had my eye on them and I was just waiting for the moment. And fortunately they thought I would fit in with their team, and it's been 3 years of wonderful, inspiring work ever since.
And do you go all over the state of California, or do you go between these counties, Fresno, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, four counties, Los Angeles?
So we actually, no, we serve Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo County. So we serve three counties.
Okay.
We go up and down the whole Central Coast through the tri-counties. However, we have medical partners all over the state of California. So our medical partners include Children's Hospital in the Central Valley. They include Stanford up in the Bay Area, Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. Anyone that our children who reside in the tri-counties might be getting their treatment with as a medical partner of ours, because we want to make sure that any child that's getting diagnosed in the tri-counties is being referred to us through their medical treatment for our services.
So Stanford now, how long has Stanford had a children's hospital? Has it been quite a while?
I'm not sure how long they've had a children's hospital, the Lucile Packard Hospital. I'd have to look that up. I'm sure it's been quite a while. They've got fantastic medical services there and a wonderful team. It's just a shame that it's a little farther from home.
And I want to give a very heartfelt thank you to Donnell Passion, who did all of the mosaics at the Children's Hospital in Santa Barbara. All the sculptures that you see are made out of mosaics. Donnell Passion of Grover Beach did all of those and donated those.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, that's so
beautiful. There's a seal with a beach ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. I know the one. Oh, that's so. I didn't know if that was an
we
artist.
We have a local artist that does that, and she just does such beautiful work.
Oh,
it'd be
wonderful.
Nice if she could do that elsewhere as well. Let me see. What else do I have in my notes here? As far as diet goes, because I don't want to be nosy. As far as diet goes, has your brother's eating habit had anything to do with this cancer?
I don't
know where this cancer came from.
Yeah, that's always something that we are trying to navigate, you know, that we as a family have navigated or thought about, but also here at Teddy Bear, we think about that all the time. And, you know, there's a lot of certain communities that we see higher diagnosis rates in. And so, of course, we're always wondering if there are environmental effects or dietary effects that cause cancer. But at Teddy Bear, we don't make any one stance on that. And, you know, cancer can be, there's so many reasons, you know, known or unknown that a child gets diagnosed. And I think that's one of the scariest parts about pediatric cancer is it really has no bounds. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't see race. It doesn't see income level. It doesn't see anything. It just, it can hit anyone. Anyone can be affected by it. And so, and there's so many different strains of cancer. And yeah, that's a tough one always. So there's a lot of people who, you know, theorize that, you know, what is in your environment that you're surrounding your child with or what you're feeding them might have some kind of an effect. We don't know. It's neither here nor there. But when a child is diagnosed with cancer, we know that they have to be very, very careful with their diet. So we provide holiday gift baskets for four major holidays, holiday deliveries to our families. And for example, we just did one for Easter. Project Easter is what we call it. Everyone in the family got great little Easter baskets. But we can't put candy in the Easter basket. So we can't put the little chocolate bunnies or the jelly beans and such, because they just can't have that right now while they're getting treated. So that's something that we always have to tell our supporters who are donating items for the baskets, you know, we just no candy, please. And so it always makes it a little bit trickier, but our kids have to be extra careful, just like they have to be extra careful around, you know, like I said, sharing air even with other people that, you know, someone might not have a little bit of a cold virus that could put that child back in the hospital.
That's right. And then were you ever told that they wanted to do some tests on you to see if you'd be a match in case something else came up and they had to find somebody in the family that had the same blood?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And fortunately, we didn't have to go down that road with my brother. But I do have one story from a recent story of one of our families in Ventura. It was so beautiful. The child had to have a bone marrow transplant, yeah, which is a very intense procedure, not only for the child in treatment who's receiving the transplant, but also the donor, the bone marrow donor. And his sister stepped up to the plate to do that. And it was just so beautiful that in theory, you know, that was when a child has to have a bone marrow transplant, they're usually at the end of the road for their treatment options. There's not that many other options at that point. And so his sister was able to say she saved his life, which is just one of the most beautiful things. We are always telling our supporters to sign up for Be the Match, which is another organization where you can sign up to be a potential bone marrow donor a cell donor as well. And so should they require a donation, they might call upon you. One of our staff members, she's actually our programs director, Giselle Madrigal, she had signed up for that program years prior, and she was called up to be a bone marrow donor and ended up saving a child's life who resided down in LA. And so, again, you just never know when that small donation from you might actually end up saving a child's life. So I always encourage everybody to, if you're not signed up already, sign up to be the match bone marrow donor.
And may I ask about how someone signs up to get these funds? What did you say, $5,400?
Yeah, so our travel and lodging assistance fund, they can get up to $5,600 in gift cards. And then we also have our family fund, which is a direct financial assistance program.
Okay.
Within that fund, there's a number of other funds. And essentially, depending on a family's journey, they will receive a minimum of $5,000 and up to $17,000, depending on exactly what their journey is. And that program is open to low to moderate income families. based on the HUD guidelines. Okay. But our travel and lodging assistance program is open to families of all income levels.
Okay, I understand HUD guidelines. Okay. There always has to be a benchmark, so they're the ones that have the benchmark. Okay. Yes. Are those forms available online, or is that something that you talk to the intake person when you go to the hospital?
Yeah, typically for our financial assistance program, a family is referred to us through their social worker, and then we'll help them complete that form. But any family can always reach out directly to us, and our programs team will help them complete that form as well. So even just going to our website, teddybearcancerfoundation.org, and reaching out to any of the contact forms there, we will make sure you get in touch with the right person.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Brittany Wozni, and we're talking about the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation. Did the person who started the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation, is it someone we all know, or is it someone who just stepped up to the plate?
I don't know if it's someone that we all know, but she is definitely a force to be reckoned with. Her name is Nikki Katz. She started our organization 22 years ago. She's no longer on staff, but she remains extremely involved, both as an advisor and a volunteer. And she started it because she had a friend whose three-year-old son was diagnosed with a cancer, Ewing sarcoma. And while he was getting wonderful treatment at Cottage Hospital, his mom had to stop working and was telling Nikki that there was no resources here to help her with her bills or anything. There was no one to talk to. And Nikki realized that there was a major void here in the Santa Barbara landscape, as well as throughout the Tri-Counties, as far as cancer support. So while we always say we don't do the treatment, we do everything else. We try to provide that support for everything else for the family. And that's what Nikki started this organization to be.
Did a beautiful job with this.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It would be really great if there was a hospital here in San Luis Obispo, but we can always hope for that.
And I know.
So when you started this, did you have to, obviously you're very well versed in this and you have a beautiful way of speaking. How did you just come on to this as though you were a 40-year pro at this?
Thank you. I don't know. It's just something I'm very passionate about. I've worked in nonprofits my entire career so far, but this is the mission that I'm probably most passionate about, and I feel so fortunate that I get to work for it and advocate for it. So it's just something I'm not only passionate about, but I'm so proud of Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation's particular programs. As someone who's been in nonprofits for a long time, I really believe in a nonprofit who's making the investments to make a transformational change, a really significant change, and try to fix that problem versus maybe just help it a little bit. And I think that's what Teddy Bear does. We provide more financial support than any other cancer support organization in the state, if not beyond, because we believe in not just, you know, being a drop in the bucket for that family's financial crisis, but really making that change that might keep that roof over their head or allow them to keep their car that's going to get them to treatments and such. And so I'm just so proud of the programs that we have created and built based on families' greatest needs, and doing so in a way that's going to really change their circumstances in this difficult journey.
Well, this is a very helpful foundation. It's not a foundation that just takes in the money and they decide what they're going to do with it. It has a definite purpose, a definite goal.
Yes. Yes.
And then is there a phone number if someone wants to speak to you or to someone that you'd like to give us?
Yes. Yeah. I am always a phone call away. My phone number is 805-265-0603. But myself and anyone on our team are always happy to speak with anyone, whether it's a supporter looking to get involved or a family needing support. You know, we've got an incredible community surrounding us here at Teddy Bear. For the last 22 years, the volunteers and donors and families who have become volunteers and donors themselves have just built this beautiful support system for current families going through pediatric cancer. And we are always looking for new people to join that support system.
And are there teddy bears that you give out?
You know, it's so funny. That's what we're That's what people always think of us as, is Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation. We actually don't give out teddy bears. I mean, occasionally, sure, we might throw a teddy bear in a holiday gift basket or, you know, at an event. But that's, we don't do that. I think the idea when the organization was started by Nikki Katz was that teddy bears are a source of comfort to children. It's what makes them feel most comfortable, even in those scary situations. You know, when a child is scared in the middle of the night and they wake up and it's dark, they might hug that teddy bear. And so obviously cancer is a really fear inducing diagnosis, especially for a child and their family. And Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation wants to be that comfort to them. We want to wrap them in a giant bear hug and just let them know they're not alone and that we're going to be here for them every step of the way.
Well, it was very nice meeting your counterpart. And I believe that Finn's put that luncheon on at his restaurant last year. And it was just delightful.
Yeah, that sounded like a wonderful event at the very beginning of our origins.
I believe that the young lady that I met last year was Becca. Is that correct?
Yes, Becca Saladin. She's our senior director of health and wellness, and she was a recipient of Teddy Bear Services at the very beginning of our origins. She is now, you know, has been on our staff for 18 years. And so to have her bring her experience to the table and advocate for our children in treatment, and then also bring all of that professional experience has been such a gift to our organization. And she's really been critical in curating such transformational programs.
And was that the Teddy Bear Foundation's first time publicly in San Luis Obispo County, or had I missed this?
You know, we've had a couple of events. We've got a wonderful event, the Bash Cancer Fest, that happens in November. It'll be on November 9th this year, that has raised funds for us and tries to really raise awareness for us. Okay. That's in Los Osos. But, you know, we are just slowly becoming more well-known in San Luis Obispo County. So we're always looking for more opportunities to share what we do up here so that we're not only building upon our community, but also making sure that any families residing up in San Luis Obispo County that we could be serving are aware of us and know to come to us if we can help.
And are you in San Luis Obispo County as well?
I am not. I'm down in Santa Barbara. Our office headquarters are in Santa Barbara, but we have staff going up to San Luis Obispo County regularly.
Okay. And then I do have your phone number, which I'm going to repeat. Area code 805-265-0603 is how you get in touch with, where did you go here? That's how we get in touch with you. And then Nikki Katz is the founder. And then Becca is the person who was here recently, about a year ago. Over at Finn's. Yes. You know, Finn's is very good about doing things. Bruce is very good about doing things like that.
That's so great. Yeah, that event sounded amazing. And I know you guys put together some gift baskets too for us as well at that event. And that was so fantastic.
And then the best part was they passed the hat, and I thought that was outrageous. That was great. Yeah.
Oh,
people need to realize that adults can go and get any kind of service that you want. Children cannot get service in most counties. You have to go to a specific children's hospital that is not always available in every county.
Correct. Yeah.
And we want to thank Dr. Electric, Miss Etiquette, Diamond Jewelry and Loan, Jim Dritzis, Bruce Van Vork, the Cop Dental Group, Pismo Dice with Pat McCann, Sierra Body Shop, Royal Grandy Home and Garden, Doug McMillan, The Natural Toolbox, Couch's Chevron, Elizabeth Head Insurance Services, Brenda Auer Real Estate, Splash Cafe, Kristen Becker, The Grocery Outlet in Arroyo Grande, and Kevin's 76 Station. Let's see here. So what may we look forward to? Well, are you going to be here this November? What's it called? A Cancer Fest? Is that what they have?
It's called the Bash Cancer Fest. It's okay. A music festival with some actually really incredibly talented bands throughout San Luis Obispo County that come and perform. There is food. Last year, Hazards provided the food. We had Black Market Spirits providing the bar. We had a number of silent auction and raffle prizes. And then there were three headline bands that performed really fantastic shows, a little bit of everything, a little bit of rock, a little bit of reggae, really, really fun. And it's, I think, only $5 to get in. And all the proceeds come back to us. They raised a little over $20,000 last year, which was just fantastic. It's led by a Cal Poly professor and his family and friends that he has built around him to help him produce this event for, I think, the last 5+ years.
And it's in Los Osos?
It's at the Los Osos Community Center.
Okay.
And it's, yeah, it's been getting more and more attention each year. And I highly encourage everybody to save the date, Saturday, November 9th, for this year. He's already putting together his bands. He's really involved in the music scene in San Luis Obispo County. So he always gets top-notch talent to perform.
And do we have his name?
He is Professor Anthony Rondazzo.
Okay.
And he leads this event, like I said, along with friends and family. And Teddy Bear gets to be the wonderful beneficiaries of it.
This is great. We're going to promote this.
Oh, that would be fantastic. He'll be thrilled to hear that. We really want that event to gain more traction.
You are delightful. You're smart. You're articulate. You're everything anybody would ever want as a spokesperson for an organization. And I thank you very much for accepting this invitation.
Well, thank you so much for giving us this platform and opportunity. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening about the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation. And we're just thrilled to have Brittany with us. And we'll see you all next week. Thank you very much and goodbye.
You've been listening to the Pismo Beach Today Show with Anita Schauer on News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC. For comments, questions, and to hear this broadcast in its entirety, find the podcast at 920kvec.com. The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111911.